Today we're building a Soul Pride style drum bus inside Ableton Live 12, with that jungle swing feel that makes drum and bass feel alive, heavy, and properly moving. Now, just to be clear, this is a mixing lesson, not a drum programming lesson. So the goal here is not to create the break from scratch. The goal is to take your kick, snare, hats, and break layers, group them together, and shape them so they hit like one coherent drum section, while still keeping that loose, human jungle energy. And that balances the whole game in DNB. If the drums are too raw, they'll clutter the bass line. If they're too compressed and polished, you lose the swing, the grit, and the attitude. So we want something in the middle. Tight, musical, slightly dirty, and ready to sit under a sob and reese without falling apart. Let's start with the first move. Group your drums into one bus. In Ableton, select your drum tracks and hit Command or Control G. Name the group something simple like drum bus. You want everything that belongs to the drum picture in one place. That usually means kick, snare, break loop or chopped break slices, hats, percussion, and any fill sounds you use in the drop or transitions. Before you add any processing, listen to the raw balance first. This is super important. If the raw drum levels are already messy, compression and saturation will just exaggerate the problem. A good beginner starting point is to keep the snare a little louder than the kick. Keep the hats and break detail slightly lower than the main hit, and make sure nothing is clipping the bus. Think in layers here, not one big drum sound. The kick is doing one job, the snare is doing another, the break texture is adding movement, and the hats are bringing air and energy. If one layer is doing too much, the whole bus gets cloudy fast. Now let's talk groove, because this is where the jungle swing lives. Do not lock everything perfectly rigid. That's one of the quickest ways to kill the feel. If you're using a break in simpler slice mode or chopping audio by hand, keep some of the natural push and pull. You can use the groove pool with a subtle swing or MPC style groove, or manually nudge a few ghost notes slightly late. Let some hat hits stay a tiny bit ahead. Let the ghost notes breathe. A good beginner range is around 10-25% groove amount if you're using the groove pool. You can keep global quantes at 1/16 if you need help, but don't overlock the break. The classic DNB feel often comes from the main snare staying solid, while the ghost notes and hats wobble around it. That contrast gives the rhythm life. Now we'll clean up the bus with EQ8. Put EQ8 first on the drum bus. We're not trying to brighten the drums into submission here. We're trying to make space for the bass line and remove anything that's getting in the way. A gentle high pass around 25-35 Hz can clear out sub-rumble you don't need. Then, if the break feels boxy or muddy, try a small cut somewhere around 200-350 Hz. Keep it subtle, maybe 2-4 dB at most. If the hats feel harsh, don't just boost the rest of the mix. Make a small dip around 6-9 Khz and see if that smooths things out. Wide, gentle moves are usually better than aggressive carving. And remember, in a DNB track the drum bus has to leave room for the bass immediately, especially if the drop comes in full force right away. If you're building a DJ-friendly intro, you can stay a little looser and less aggressive at first, then tighten things up when the bass enters. Next up is glue compression. This is where we start making the drum layers feel like one drummer instead of a bunch of samples stacked together. You can use glue compressor for a classic bus sound, or compressor if you want a little more control. A solid starting point is a ratio of 2-1 or 4-1, attack around 10-30 ms so the transients can punch through, and release on auto or somewhere around 50-120 ms. Aim for just 1-3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. That's enough to glue the bus together without flattening it. If the snare loses impact, your attack is probably too fast. If the groove feels sluggish or pinned down, the release might be too slow. And if the whole thing feels stiff, you're probably compressing too hard. Here's a really important mindset. Slower attack gives you more punch, faster release gives you more bounce, and too much compression kills swing. In jungle and DNB, you want the drums to feel controlled, not squeezed into a rectangle. Now let's add some parallel punch and character. Ableton's drum bus is great here because it can add weight, punch, and edge very quickly. You can place it on the drum bus itself, but for a safer beginner move, I'd recommend a parallel return track. That way you keep the original swing and blend in extra energy underneath it. Create a return called something like drum smash. Put drum bus on it, then maybe a saturator after that, and if needed an EQ8 at the end. Start with a return level pretty low, somewhere around -12 to -18 dB, and blend it in until you feel the drums get thicker and more rude without losing clarity. With drum bus, keep the settings modest at first. Drive around 5-15%, crunch low to medium, boom used carefully if at all, and maybe a touch of transient enhancement if the brake feels soft. This is especially good for darker rollers where you want the drums to feel expensive and aggressive, but still leave the sub clean. Now let's bring in saturator. This is not just about making things louder. It's about adding tone, density, and a bit of grit. A small amount of drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, can help the snare crack, the brake texture, and the hat fizz cut through the bass line. Turn soft clip on, and always trim the output down so the bus isn't just louder because it's distorted. That part matters a lot. If you add saturation and the sound gets louder, your ear will think it's better, even if it isn't. So level match carefully. We want thickness and presence, not volume trickery. If the top end gets brittle or scratchy, back off the drive and use EQ8 after the saturator to tame the sharpness. A little grit goes a long way in jungle brakes. You want to use drum room energy, not crunchy overload. Now, let's make sure the transient shape still feels right. If compression has softened the brake too much, you can bring some punch back with drum bus, or by adjusting your compressor attack. But sometimes the best fix is simply balancing the slices better. If you're working in simpler, lower the loudest brake slices instead of crushing everything harder. That keeps the groove natural. It also helps the snare stay as the anchor, which is usually what you want in darker DNB and jungle-inspired rhythms. The snare is your reference point. Always come back to the snare. If the snare loses authority, the groove usually gets weaker even if the drums sound technically bigger. Now let's check mono and low-end separation. This is one of those boring things that makes your mix sound professional. Put utility at the end of the chain and test the drums in mono. If the kit falls apart, you've got a stereo problem. If the hats or room layers are too wide, reduce the width a bit. Keep the kick and snare centered, and make sure there isn't any low-end rumble in the drum bus fighting your sub. A width range of about 70 to 100% is usually fine depending on the source, but the low stuff should stay disciplined. If your bass line is a mono sub with a stereo res on top, the drum bus should not add extra low stereo information. That will only weaken the club translation and blur the kick. At this point, your drum bus should already feel tighter, heavier, and more musical. But the last step that really makes it come alive is arrangement movement. Don't leave the drum bus static across the whole track. Even tiny automation moves can make a huge difference. You could automate a little more drive on the second half of a drop, brighten the top end slightly during a fill, back off compression or saturation in the intro, or thin out the brake just before the drop hits so the impact feels bigger when it returns. For example, you might run a stripped intro with less saturation and more room, then bring in the full drum bus when the bass lands. In the drop, maybe the first 8 bars feel tight and controlled, and the second 8 bars get a little dirtier or more urgent. That kind of subtle evolution makes the track feel like it's breathing, and that's a huge part of jungle and drum and bass arrangement. The drums don't just loop, they evolve. Now do the final reference check against the bass line. Ask yourself a few simple questions. Does the snare still cut when the bass enters? Do the ghost notes stay audible without cluttering the groove? Does the kick feel tight instead of boomy? Is the drum bus loud enough without smashing the master? Keep headroom on the master while you're arranging. You do not need to slam the limiter this early. In fact, if the drum bus is balanced correctly, the whole mix will already feel more finished because the drums and bass are working together instead of fighting each other. If you want a quick practice move, build 3 versions of the same 8-bar drum bus. Make 1 clean with just EQ and light glue. Make 1 club style with more saturation, stronger compression, and a parallel return. Then make 1 jungle version with more brake movement, less compression, and more groove. Compare which one keeps the most swing, which one cuts best with a bass line, which one feels most powerful at low volume, and which one still works in mono. That exercise will teach you a lot very quickly. So the big takeaway is this: in drum and bass, the drum bus should feel like a living, controlled breakbeat. It should keep the jungle swing, make the drums hit as one unit, leave space for the sub, and still drive the whole track forward. Keep the snare as your anchor. Preserve the groove. Use EQ, compression, saturation, and parallel energy with restraint. And always listen for movement, not just loudness. That's the Soul Pride style drum bus mindset. Tight, gritty, human, and ready for the dance floor.